It's the start of a new season. This season begins with a new head coach, but not entirely new. It's a Romeo Crennel era version 2, and Chiefs fans hope that this full season with Crennel reflects a three-game fire and passion exhibited late in the 2011 season. It has come to be known as another example of Arrowhead magic. The undefeated Packers were taken down by the Chiefs as one of the most improbable victories in team history happened to also be the very first game for the players under Coach Crennel's leadership. On that day, the defense swarmed MVP Aaron Rodgers, and the Gatorade bath topped off the memorable victory which won the hearts of most in the Chiefs' kingdom. The Chiefs ended the year one blocked field goal away from going into the postseason, but a win in Denver sparked the beginning of the 2012 season on New Year's Day. Now, the 100-degree practices at St. Joe are a memory, and the final 53 have been chosen. It's now up to Romeo to continue what he started here 9 months prior. There are many questions that hover over the team. Can Romeo take his previous experience in Cleveland and find success with a young team, a determined front office, and a fan base ready for a winner? Time will tell, but one thing is for sure. Romeo and the Chiefs have made all of the right moves and found that a very quiet and underrated free agent class has netted some coveted players to be coupled with a draft class bursting with promise. But games are played on the field, not paper. The Chiefs' first five games will be a test for Romeo and the Chiefs as they face three 2011 playoff teams in Atlanta, New Orleans, and Baltimore, not to mention a resurgent Buffalo squad and a bitter rival. So it's time for a new season. That season will hopefully get off to a great start this weekend as a Romeo Crennel era begins. Again.